The Sindh High Court has directed that the bail plea of Sahir Hassan be referred to a regular bench for further proceedings. According to reports, the constitutional bench of the Sindh High Court heard the bail application of the accused, who is currently in custody in a drug possession case. The court observed that the matter falls under the jurisdiction of the regular court, and therefore should be presented before a regular bench. The court adjourned the hearing and instructed the relevant bench to resolve the matter within 14 days. The petitioner's counsel argued that the accused is in jail under judicial remand and has been charged with possession of narcotics. Police claim that Sahir Hassan was arrested on February 22 from Phase 6 of Defense Housing Authority, DHA, Karachi, and that 5 packets of weed, cannabis, were recovered from his possession. The court further directed that all necessary steps be taken to ensure swift proceedings in the case. The final decision on the bail application will be made by the regular bench. Previously, Sahir Hassan told investigators that his acquaintance, Armaghan, had amassed significant wealth through fraudulent activities. He alleged that Armaghan engaged in call center scams targeting pension funds of elderly individuals abroad, siphoning off large sums of money under the guise of business ventures. Hassan further revealed that Armaghan had used these illicit funds to buy luxury cars, property, weapons, and even exotic animals. Earlier, Pakistani TV host Nadia Khan strongly criticized Sahir Hassan, the son of veteran actor Sajid Hassan, following his confession of involvement in drug trafficking. Speaking on her talk show, Nadia Khan condemned his actions and labeled his statement as hypocritical. He says he doesn't want his own children using drugs, but has no shame in selling to others' children? That's pure double standards, she said. Nadia Khan added that the case had shaken the nation. Parents and children across Pakistan are disturbed. This is not just one incident. This is part of a deeply disturbing pattern, and Sajid Hassan's son is now part of it.